Hello, welcome back to your favorite podcast ever. It's Apple Talks, woohoo. So today was Apple Event. It was really long and really not boring, but I was at school, so I had to, go home and do it. So I just finished watching it, and now I'm gonna tell you what's new. So to start, there is a new S9 chip, so that means that there's going to be much, much, much faster processing, and it's going to be really nice. So, what you can do with that, there's a lot of things that you can do with that. So, the first thing is called double tap. So, basically, what you do is you pinch your fingers twice, and it can do a certain action. For example, taking a call. All you have to do is double tap, and it'll tell you that it's using double tap, and then it'll accept the call. You can also pause music, like stop a timer, like I don't know, reply to a message, and so like also what the S9 means is that you can. With Siri, there's a new thing. So it does on-device processing, which means that some of the requests that don't need you to contact a server, like not like looking up stuff, but some stuff you can do offline. And there's also things that will go so much faster because now it's processed on-device. So you can, for example, I use this a lot. You're saying, hey Siri, start a workout. Siri, do not activate it. Good job, I made it not activate. I'm so good. So, hey Siri, start a walking workout. For me right now, it'll take like probably a minute minimum for it to contact the server, because a lot of times I'm already outside when I'm trying to initiate that workout, so it has to connect to the Wi-Fi and transfer that to the server to even just open the app, which it really doesn't need to do. So what it can do is it just processes that on device, and then you can just it'll open it so much faster and start the workout so much faster. So I really, really love that. I'm going to be so happy for that. Also, Siri can use it with, health data. So you can use it to log your information or ask Siri, how did I sleep last night? And Siri is going to get a little bit better. The dictation is going to improve. I think 25% faster. And then HomePod control is now in there, so when you're on the smart stack, you can control that HomePod, which is really good. And the next one is precision finding for your iPhone. This is something I will love so, so much. And what it is right now on your iPhone, you can do it with like AirPods and other accessories. So if you have AirPods and you don't know where they are, you can use position finding where it points to the direction and how many feet that is to get to your AirPods. And there's button to ping it and stuff, and there's flashlight if you need it. But this is moving to Apple Watch, which is gonna be super, super good. So because I always do this, I ping it, but like it's loud, and if I can use position finding, I don't need to ping my phone every time, and it'll be so much easier for me to just use that same thing, because I use that all the time with my AirPods, because I leave them in the weirdest places, and so do I with my iPhone. So I'm gonna be using that. And there's also like bigger wideband. So what that means is that you can connect to your devices farther. So I can ping my phone from farther. I can find my phone from farther. So that's good. you know, what else is there? There's like, oh, you're right. There's, now some of the combinations of bands and cases is carbon neutral. So, if you get, I think, the sports band, wait, well, so, like, I think there's three new bands. There's, like, and there's, like, I literally just looked at it. I forgot what they were, but, there was, like, there's one type of, so there's three, like, categories, and then there's specific bands in there. So, but then there's a new, so there's a new Nike band that's specifically designed for that, and that Nike band has a bunch of, recycled materials in the band. So, like, it looks like your normal sport band, which I have, and it has, like, little, like, speckles of just, like, recycled stuff. Obviously, it's not, like, obviously, there's, like, covering over it. There's, like, not casing, but, like, it's, like, I don't know how to explain it. But, like, you can't, like, pick it out and stuff. But I think that's pretty cool. I might get that. I probably will. I'll probably just do the same thing. I think that's all, though. It just, you know, speeds it up, stuff like that. Which is a really good improvement because my watch is pretty slow. So that Ultra 2, so there was also a new Ultra, which it has most of the same features. It has the S9. It has better accurate GPS. It has the double tap with your two fingers, which pinch twice. They also have cases and bands that are carbon neutral. I think that's all for that. Oh, it also has a new watch face that is, I think, modular, which means, like, it uses the outside of the watch, like, the borders, to, like, put more information, so, like, the GPS and stuff like that, the altitude, stuff like that. So, that's, like, the watches. They're, like, because Apple has a thing to make, all their devices carbon neutral by 2030. That's, like, their biggest step towards there. Also, if you have either, I think this is a software thing, but now the workouts, if you start a workout on your watch, it'll become a live activity on your phone, which is really, really, really good, because I always want to, like, pause it or control it from my phone, because I'm looking at my phone anyway. I'm texting someone, what am I doing? Playing music. So that'll be really nice. I'll be using that. So I think that's all for the watch. The iPhone 15 now. So this one, the iPhone 15 now has the dynamic island, which I did predict. I didn't predict it. I mean, I did say that it was going to come. I did say there was a really big chance that it was going to come, and it did. And now there's the 48 megapixel camera that the iPhone 14 Pro had. Wait, did I say iPhone 14? I meant iPhone 15. I don't know. I just said that to my mom a second ago, so that was fun. There's the 48 megapixel camera, so it has better resolution photos. It also has a 2x front camera, so you can zoom in 0.5, 1.1, and 2x on the front camera. The glass on the back now is color infused. So what that means is that it's not, like, painted on, it's, like, infused with color. I'm kind of not really sure about it, but it has the same aluminum thing on the bezel. And then the charging is now USB-C, which I did say. Oh, I forgot to tell you when the Apple Watches would be able. Oh. Wait. Yeah, they're all of these things are coming out, are going to be available at September 25th. The pre-order date. I don't know about them. I think they're all different. But I think most of them you can pre-order now. Just check on apple.com. So the iPhone 15, I think that's basically all for it. It's a pretty good upgrade, but it's not the biggest upgrade. It's not as big as the iPhone 11. It's not as big as the iPhone 10. So, we'll see. We shall see. Wait, was it the iPhone? Yeah, I think it's the iPhone 11. But, so now we have iPhone 15. What is iPhone 15? So, iPhone 15 now has titanium. And that is the reason the Apple event cover looks like that. And I actually already downloaded the iPhone 15 Pro wallpaper. Because, you know, somehow, people are already... Some sites already have that available for download. After only, what? Math. 7 hours of the event. They already got it available for download. I honestly don't know how. So it has titanium, which makes it a lot more durable on the back. It has the A17 Pro chip, which means that it's that good. And I honestly can't really tell you all the specs because I don't remember all of them. But what I can say is that I can tell you all the specs. Like, it has 15 trillion billion bazillion transistors, but that will not make any sense to both of us unless you have some kind of degree in computer chip stuff, you know? I definitely would know what I'm doing. But A17 Pro means that now games that is currently only available on consoles can now be played on iPhone. Wow. I'm kind of doubting this, actually. Because, I mean, can it really be that good? They didn't really specify a lot of the things. I don't know if it's actually that good. We'll have to see. And the next thing is that there's an action button, like the what's it called? The Apple Watch Ultra. But the action button is replacing the ringer switch. I think I talked about this in the last episode. So the action button is coming. Is a thing, so you can customize it to be the same ringer switch / button now, and or you can make it do any shortcut, so you can literally make it set your brightness to something. You can make it open an app, you can make it, I don't know, do something. There's things that are built in, like open the camera, start play music, I don't know, start a workout, something like that. Not a workout, because you can't start a workout on iPhone. What else? So the camera now has, on the 15 Pro Max, has 5x zoom, and that means that it had to be bigger to do the 5x zoom, but I think it also has USB-C, same dynamic island, charging speeds, didn't it? The charging and data sharing got faster with the USB-C, so that's good. Oh, you can, the AirPods Pro second generation now is sold with a USB-C case, so that means you can transfer energy from transfer battery life from iPhone to AirPods, so that's pretty cool. That's a first for Apple. I wish they could do it with multiple devices, but now all of the, that means the iPhone 15 Pro, the MacBooks, and the iPad Pros are now all USB-C, so they actually might be starting to make the normal iPads that aren't Pros USB-C now, so we'll see about that. I think that's all that was announced in the event today, so last thing is that I'm gonna buy the Series 9, the Apple Watch Series 9, for Christmas, if I can, you know, collect enough money from all my peasant people working for me that make money. I'm just kidding, I don't really have anyone working for me. I'm gonna get it during Christmas time, so, you know, gifts, because people are nice. So that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and Apple.com has everything if you want to buy it. So, thank you for listening. If you like Apple Talks, then the best things you can do is share it with someone that you think would like it. You can, I don't know, listen to other episodes or rate it on, like, Spotify or Apple or wherever you want to. It's your choice, but you can help my podcast grow if you would like to. So, see you again next week. I'll be doing this, the normal episode, on, like, Sunday or Saturday. Bye!